This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Welcome back in, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we're back in the final hour of Good Morning NoCo. We're broadcasting live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, brought to you by Lemons Heating and Cooling. You will be needing that cooling, that's for sure. Let's say a big thank you to Nate Taverner, who was in the last hour, and Chris Vanderveen, who joined us as usual in the 7 o'clock hour. Always love visiting with Chris. Our right-hand construction poll question today. Oh, no, Eastside Chris, don't. We are asking, who is the best sitcom character of all time? And Eastside Chris, by the way, he had given us some suggestions early on as well. Jerry Stiller on King of Queens, and also Jackie Gleason and Art Carney, the Honeymooners. But he also wrote to me, he said, Brian, I'm not a Rush cult member like some songs, and I'm in that. I appreciate Rush, and I've got many of their albums. But he said, heard new drummer Annika Niles did awesome in their kickoff tour last night. And I've wondered how she was going to be received doing that. He added, as Micah would say, she did a bang-up job.
Oh, that's a good one.
So you can appreciate that kind of humor.
I can appreciate it. Yeah, I'd heard things about her. I'd heard she was really, really good. There are a few female drummers out there who are amazing.
Yeah, and she obviously is one of those, because I had heard rumors of it, and when they were first announcing it, and I went, oh, this is one of those I'm not going to fall for and click on. And then, no, she's for real. Had you heard of her before she joined Rush?
I had not.
Okay, wasn't on one of your Drumeo videos or anything?
No, she hadn't been invited on. She probably should go now.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're drumming for Rush, you're legit.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, that's just the sounds that they were able to produce, incredible. Just like myself sometimes. The sounds I can make are awesome, right, Cody?
Yeah, me and the tea kettle laugh.
Yes.
It's pretty great.
Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range Weather, in the house. We've missed you.
I missed being here.
You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
You feeling good?
Feeling healthy? Yeah, feel great. Feel healthy. Yeah, I mean,
mentally? The
that's a whole different story.
Any hoodles. But where you just been busy?
Yeah, so just a mix of family drama. We don't have to air that online, but I was on the East Coast for a week, just kind of giving my brain a break with some fraternity brothers for a little while, and then
we all need that.
Yeah, we all need to give ourselves a little bit of grace,
yes,
right?
So
it was really great to do that, but obviously it's nothing beats being home and sleeping in your own bed, right?
I was home stooled. So coming home to my own crapper is one of the most wonderful things. I've held for like 3 days before, waiting to get home.
Yeah, it's like your body knows.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, we're at home now.
Let me
relax.
I know what that portion is.
You are here to receive. I'm wondering what mine's going to be like, because I'm going to be going on a cruise in September, and I've never done that.
It's going to be incredible.
It's going to be absolutely mind-blowing to get to go to Alaska and all these things, but I'm wondering, how am I going to go, like, 8 days without pooping?
Yeah, no,
you know,
kidding,
that's
right? Yeah, yeah.
At least I hope that's
well.
Not
just
the
remember, the poop
problem.
Deck is not the poop deck. If you know what I'm saying.
Again, thrown out of, and those are floor models at Home Depot. All right, I get it now.
Life is greatest teacher, isn't it?
It really is. Our poll question today, Cody. We're asking who is the greatest sitcom characters of all time.
Gosh.
And we've had some great responses. Now, I had looked up a list, and they broke it down to the modern legends, the 80s and 90s, and the pioneers and classics.
Sure.
Pioneers and classics, Lucy from I Love Lucy.
Yep.
Archie Bunker, All in the Family. Mm. That's one. young for me. That was in my youth. I remember that. Barney Fife.
Yep.
You know, you that is, you have made, give me a comedy, give me a sidekick for a sitcom. He is like the ultimate.
Yep.
The Fonz on Happy Days.
Oh, yeah.
That was a character. I loved
the Fonz.
Good old
Arthur Fonzarelli, right?
I just thought he was so cool. And Ralph Kramden from The Honeymooners.
That one's good, too.
Yeah, that was a great one. In the 80s and 90s, this is the one that topped my list, was actually George Costanza from Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
Just his character was so good. Homer Simpson.
Love The Simpsons.
I still...
Yeah.
The writing is still fantastic.
It's absolute brilliance with Dan Castellaneta and that entire... The fact that it's been running for almost 40 years is mind-blowing to me.
And it's not like a regular show where you're going to get 8 episodes and that's a season.
Right, yeah.
Which is the biggest joke ever. Oh, we put out a new season. No, you didn't.
Did
you put out 8 shows.
You did. Calm
it's down. Not a season.
Right.
You mentioned in the break news radio.
Yes.
Bill Hartman's character from news radio. Bill.
Bill, and what was Bill's last name? I can't remember.
McNeil.
Bill McNeil, yes. Just him, period. Phil Hartman is one of the most underrated comic minds and just brilliant from his years on Saturday Night Live and on that show.
Stephen Root also was really good. He was the owner of the station.
There's a lesser known movie, and maybe you guys have seen it, that Phil Hartman is in that I absolutely love watching called Small Soldiers.
Where they
they accidentally put munitions chips in soldier toys and they came to life and attacked a neighborhood that Phil Hartman was living in. I'm like, I love this so much.
I completely forgot about that one.
Yeah.
That's
a classic in my Phil Hartman classic in my book.
Yeah, Phil was great on that show, and news radio is one that had so many good people in it that not many people bring up.
One thing about him, he was so talented, like facially. He was trying out, that character was trying out to be on a TV station. And so he had to somehow do that, you know, you're smiling in one. The joke was like he didn't work well on TV. His face just didn't work on TV. So they're showing you, you know, him reporting like a reporter. Then they go to the screen where the producers are watching him, and he's doing the same voice, but his face just looks dead. And you have to be talented to do that.
He was one of those that he did so many characters and things that I don't think you ever really saw an interview with him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like I always thought one of the most challenging things in the world would have had to have been trying to interview Robin Williams.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You know, watching Carson and others throughout the years try to when he would just go.
Yeah.
And I just loved it when those kind of things would happen.
You just ask is Robin Williams in the room with us right now?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Robin Williams, the first male cheerleader in the NFL, kind of.
Well, that character was actually brought up. One of our listeners did say Mork.
Yes.
And that was actually was on Happy Days.
That's right.
To start with, and then had that offshoot. But yeah, that was a great one. Al Bundy from Married with Children. Chandler Bing from Friends. One I love, Danny DeVito as Louis De Palma in Taxi. Taxi was a great show. And then the modern legends, Michael Scott from The Office. Ron Swanson, Parks and Rec. What a great character. Barry from How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, that's right.
Karen Walker from Will and Grace, the wealthy alcoholic and fiercely loyal comedic force. And Sheldon from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
And I never really watched Big Bang.
You know, I didn't either, even though I can relate to the nerd. That is Sheldon, right? You know, even the show they made about Sheldon growing up.
Yeah, young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon is even more relatable to me because I see so much of myself in him.
Well, let's what was little Cody like? I mean, when you were in school, when did you find your passion for weather?
That's a great question. So, I'm going to start by saying because I grew up as a kid every single morning.
We all grew up as kids.
Saying, yeah, makes a lot of sense now that I think about it. Yeah. That's great.
I was a fully grown adult. My mother still can't walk.
Born with facial hair.
Congratulations, it's
that's,
a man.
That's great. That's right. You were born into luxury immediately. Hell's bells. Well, so,
he
as
was
a 6'2",
2,000 ounces.
Yeah, that's right. Already had a mortgage.
Yeah.
As a kid in the 90s, during school, every time we would wake up in the morning, Mom and Dad would have the same sitcom for us on TV, and it was the Golden Girls. So
somebody said every one of those.
Every single one
of them. Every character
was
great.
Yeah, when you talk about the four main characters in that show, whether it was Betty White, Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan, or
B. Arthur.
They all worked together so well. You had the slut, the nitwit, the old wise one, and the cranky broad.
Yes.
But they all married together so well. And I've seen that show, all seven seasons, multiple times, and I adore every single woman on that show. So I had to throw out the Golden Girls real quick. But as a kid in the 90s, I knew I was different right away, and because I wasn't into the things that all the other normal kids were into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was standing at the door staring at clouds, and I was fascinated with thunderstorms and snowstorms, and Mom and Dad couldn't get me to shut up about it. And anytime a movie came out in the theaters that even remotely talked about weather, I would be like, Mom. Mom. And I would just bug the hell out of them until they bought us a movie ticket and we would go and see it. And I'm so glad they did, because that just fueled my passion and my fascination for weather. I know first it was Twisters in 96, and then I think The Day After Tomorrow with Dennis Quaid
came out in
2000 or 2001. And there's just been some small nuggets here along the way that have just been really instrumental in fueling ultimately where I've arrived today.
Did anyone in your family, a family history, have a passion for weather?
No,
this was just you, and you don't really know why. You were just fascinated by clouds and stuff.
I'm that one branch in the genealogy tree of the Wilsons that just kind of, you know, as Bill Engvall said, 15 degrees off cool.
Oh yeah,
I just kind of just went off and did my own thing. Yeah, mm-hmm. that was me.
I've always been that way, where it's like, oh, everyone's headed that way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go this way and see if anyone wants to come with me.
Right.
You know, but where you will find everyone is where you won't find me.
Right.
Geographically and mentally.
Yep. I've been that way my entire life. And it took me a long time to realize that there was nothing wrong with me. That was just the way I was.
Isn't it cool that you get to have a career where you can put all of your passions and attributes together in one thing? Because you love comedy.
Yeah.
You love being funny. You love to laugh. You love to make people laugh.
Yeah.
You love to get information out there. You love to deal with some of the public. You
love. Yeah.
Some. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But to get to be, and I think that's what's made you successful with your weather, is that it is that personality.
Yeah.
Sure, you could get forecasts from other people, but number one, accuracy. But number two,
that
just
helps.
The entertainment value.
Yeah.
You know, and I know you try to bring that, whether you're doing a dance I can't unsee.
Wearing a helmet.
Whether you're pounding your head against the wall wearing a helmet or not. But do those things just hit you and then it's, I'm going to go.
Yep. That's just
a lonely guy with a tripod.
I didn't know we were getting this personal.
I didn't know. We'll leave it at that. Let that simmer a little bit. Let's take a break and come back more. I want to talk about the heat wave we just went through, what we're in store for this week, and take a look at that as well. Cody Wilson with me. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back in. It's 9:27 on your Monday morning. I'm Brian Gary, along with Cody Wilson, Denver
Hello.
And Front Range Weather. Great to have you back. Micah Kilpatrick on the controls. Got to go to the J9 Agency's text line from HVAC Guy. As one of Cody's longtime fans, I am glad God made Cody a total goofball. And I might have told this story before, but I tuned in to the Good Morning Guys because Cody said he would be on the show. It was the very first show, and I have been tuned in ever since.
Aw.
That's very nice.
Love that.
Yeah, thanks, HVAC Guy. And hey, however you came to us, we're just glad you did. And it's great having you
That's
here
good stuff.
Well. We were talking about best sitcom characters of all time. Faith just said, Designing Women.
That's another great one,
was
too.
Was filled with a great cast, and the dark-haired gal who was in...
Are you talking about Designing Women?
Yes.
Well, I know her
character... Delta Burke,
yeah. She was Suzanne Sugarbaker, was
yes,
she not?
Yes,
yes.
And she was the one who was in the Miss America pageant with Susan.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, her and Susan were in the same year.
What a small world.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's a really underrated show, is Designing Women.
I'm so glad you brought that up, Faith, because that was one that I watched all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's usually, ironically enough, we would switch back and forth. If Lifetime didn't have the Golden Girls on, it was probably Designing Women.
Yeah.
And they just went back and forth between the two. It's like you just couldn't get enough of either one of them.
No, those were great casts. So that's, we've had some wonderful responses on that question today. So keep those coming in. Very nice of HVAC Guy. We love seeing that. Let's see. I wonder if it's just me that does this, but I always boop back. When Cody boops in his videos.
You always got to boop the snoot. I thought that was just an unspoken rule. Yeah.
It should be spoken because it's fun
to say.
Yeah,
it is indeed fun to say.
Yeah, it really is fun to say.
Yes.
Hey, a big thank you to Lemons Heating and Cooling, man. I am so grateful that my home is cold.
Yes, same.
That I can make it cold. I'm getting closer to the time where I'm thinking, okay, I need fans to blow some of this air from the basement. And have it heading upstairs, because my basement is about 8 degrees colder than the upstairs in my home.
Yeah, 100%. Mine's the same way. I live in a condo, and my garage that loves to insulate heat is on the first floor, and I live on the second floor.
Nice.
Yeah, I love that for me. So, but. You know, Jerry is incredible, and so is his workforce, and they've come out and serviced my unit a couple of times, and they're just consummate professionals. I love those guys.
No doubt. Northern Colorado does, and we sure do, as they've been in the business for, 25 years now. Let's get another quick break in. We're going to get to Cody's forecast, find out what's happening all week long with the weather as well, and still getting responses coming in. Cliff Clavin.
That's another good one.
Oh,
too.
Man, John Ratzenberger from Cheers.
That's right.
My goodness, that was a great character. Deborah Messing of Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, yep.
These are great. Keep them coming, gang. You guys have really helped carry this show this morning. We'll be back with more Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Sorry, I was getting into the keyboards there.
Samesies.
Yeah, 9:34. Yeah. Brian Gary, Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather meteorologist with us this morning. Still getting responses in. Best sitcom character of all time. Don Adams as Maxwell
Smart.
That he was excellent. Some of those old-time ones were fantastic. The ones that I had the pleasure of coming home after school and tuning on.
Yeah.
They're the ones that helped raise me, and that's why
right.
I'm here.
That's right. Pays the bills.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it turned into. We did Smash or Trash earlier this morning, the new Taylor Swift song.
Mm.
Have you heard it yet?
I haven't. Uh-uh.
It was really good.
Was it?
It was dynamite. It's from Toy Story 5.
Which I've heard amazing things
about. Have you already? Now, yeah. How quickly will you see this movie?
Well, yes.
Okay. Have you got tickets yet?
No, but it's just one of those situations where if I don't want to people, going to a movie theater involves peopling.
It does. And it does. And I'm not that guy.
Amazon Prime does a really amazing thing where sometimes they'll feature movies in the theater streaming at the same time.
Yes.
So the first thing I'll do is I'll go home, I'll pull up Amazon and be like, okay, I know this is in theater, but can I buy this on Amazon?
Exactly.
I'll just watch it at home.
I love my home.
Same.
I wish I had the theater experience
right.
there, though.
Right.
You know, which I don't. Yeah.
Oh, don't give me ideas.
That's. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you could put. Who's going to complain if you do? Have you ever had, like, the surround sound thing?
That was one of the best Christmas presents I ever gave my parents was I bought them a surround sound theater system for Christmas, and it was the same year that Transformers came out.
Oh, my.
That was the first movie we watched together on this surround sound.
See, when I got that, I went back and rewatched movies because the way you hear them can completely change the feel of the movie.
Yeah, you're like, why is glass breaking behind me?
Yeah. Trips you out,
man. It really does.
It really does. Yeah, pretty cool. All right, we're going to dive into this forecast. What celebrity complicated is this week?
We're going to go with Dennis Rodman this week.
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah,
all right, we'll dive into the Dennis Rodman complicated forecast. Coming your way next, you're listening to Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling, like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
On your Monday morning, I'm Brian Gary, Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range weather meteorologist with us.
Hello.
I know you're waking up this morning and saying, wow, cloud cover. Okay.
A
like
breeze.
Seeing that after what we experienced this weekend. But when I woke up, it felt really warm. It was in mid-60s as I got up to roll in here. Yeah. This is that time of year, unsettled weather patterns. What are we looking at for the week, Cody?
So we have a severe thunderstorm risk today. So
today.
So if you've stepped outside this morning and noticed, cloud cover, there's a breeze. It kind of feels different out there this morning.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah, we had a little front slip through this morning, and the winds are turning out of the east, and we all know that an easterly wind in the summer is...
no bueno.
No bueno. So we're going to see scattered thunderstorms develop this afternoon after about 2 to 3 o'clock, and I think they'll fire here along the I-25 corridor stretching from Cheyenne down to probably about Colorado Springs. They'll be scattered, hit or miss, and then as they move onto the eastern plains, that's where they'll get big and nasty and severe. So damaging winds, large hail, couple of tornadoes all on the table today. So for our friends on the eastern plains, if you're in Fort Morgan, Sterling, you know, Holyoke, Julesburg, Highway 34 corridor from Akron going out to Ray, and then as far south as Goodland on the I-70 corridor, you definitely want to pay attention this afternoon and evening because storms today will mean business. You know, we always welcome rain, but, you know, we don't want the damaging hail and the microburst winds, which Greeley got yesterday, ironically enough.
Freaked the heck out of me, man.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there and all of a sudden it's like, what is that sound outside? Because, of course, all my curtains are closed and everything, so I can't let that heat in.
Because light, right.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
I know.
But then I look out and I see, you know, leaves flying off of plants and all. all these kind of things that were back there. Just a quick burst,
Yeah. So we had a shower pop up west of town, and it collapsed as quickly as it formed, and that's kind of what happens on hot, dry days like we had yesterday. There's just enough water in the air to get a shower to pulse up really quick, and then it collapses on itself as fast as it formed. And because it's so hot and dry at the surface, most of that rain evaporates before it hits the ground. So you get none of the rain, but you get all the wind. And, you know, when you're in a drought and the root systems on some of these older cottonwood trees are so weak, it takes nothing to snap them.
That's
like
a
toothpicks.
Great point.
Yeah. So there
were, you see a lot of those out with the exposed root systems and all that. I never even thought.
You have to take care of those, or it's just a matter of time before the wind comes and blows them to the ground. We had a tree fall on a house yesterday off of 16th Street.
Really?
Thankfully, no injuries. But yeah, that's the risk you run with these, you know, dead or dying trees that are 100-plus years old. You get a good wind gust, and they don't stand a chance.
So you're talking like after 2 o'clock is when things could start getting juicy, and that's more towards the east of us. We could still see, like you're saying, we could get everything without the rain?
So, you know, here in Greeley, or, you know, if you're closer to the Front Range, along I-25, the storms will form here initially. So we could see a brief downpour, maybe some small hail, some gusty winds, some lightning.
And then it's going to join all of its friends, and we're going to head out east. Yeah, let's see what we can do to Julesburg.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're the bullies that roam the hallways in the school and look for the unassuming freshmen that have no sense of self-preservation whatsoever.
That is so visual.
Those memories from high school, Cody.
So relatable. Yeah. So relatable.
Numbers-wise, this weekend we were in the 90s. I don't know what records were, but we had to be just, you know, sitting right at the upper end of things.
Yeah,
you know?
So it was hot upper 90s, gross. We didn't crack the century mark, thankfully. Behind this front, we're back in the 80s today. So
today, 80s.
A bit more comfortable today. There's a little more humidity in the air, so, you know, it may not feel like it's cooler, but the air temperature certainly is. After today, we're back in the hot 90s again for Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll keep those scattered thunderstorms around for Tuesday, but again, hot 90s, drier at the ground, your main risks is going to be gusty winds, possible microbursts. If you're lucky and you get caught underneath a heavier shower before it collapses, you could get some rain and maybe some small hail. So that's Tuesday. Wednesday, we may be a degree or two cooler, you know, but that's like going from third degree burn to a second degree burn.
Yeah, that's still hurts.
Still hurts
lot. Absolutely.
You know, it's like putting a Bactine on a bear mauling victim. It just doesn't really do a lot to help you.
Doesn't seem like enough.
Really hit the spot.
No.
But then a front, it's just brutal. But then a front comes through, I think, late on Wednesday, and we're back in the low 80s, I think, on Thursday. And then upper 80s, maybe close to 90 Friday, mid-80s Saturday, and then I think Sunday and going into next week, we're back in the 70s.
Now we're talking. I could live with that.
Same.
You know, give me basically 50 to 75.
I love that.
Yeah.
I'll compromise.
Yeah. I basically described San Diego.
You sure did.
Yeah.
And Seattle.
I've never been. Is that climate very similar to San Diego?
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest is great. They'll get these occasional, I call them death ridges, where the ridge of high pressure just creeps up the West Coast. And it's hotter in Portland and Seattle than it is in the interior, in like Boise and Salt Lake City. And so, you know, you'll get those freak temperatures in the Columbia River Gorge and in the Willamette Valley that are above 100 degrees. But that doesn't happen very often. Oftentimes along the coast, you're stuck in the marine layer, that big blue thing called the ocean. You know, will keep you in the 60s and 70s for a lot of the summer. And I'm like, I could do that.
Meanwhile, my dad calls me over the weekend, from North Dakota, and it's mid 90s, North Dakota humidity.
It's
and
gross.
All that there. Absolutely. And he was just miserable from the heat, but it was kind of funny quickly. Dad and I were talking about, you know, as we age, our skin turns to rice paper. I mean, you just look at it wrong and you have a bruise and blood goes up to the surface and all this.
Indeed.
Yeah, we were discussing that and Dad said that he got the hell beat out of him by the bush yesterday.
Oh, no.
He went out and was trying to do some trimming by himself and he's going in there and he comes out and he's just a bloody mess. Mm. You know, so he's all cut up and he said, and I bumped a tree and I had this where everything rose to the surface but didn't break through. But he said, I just looked like I was mauled. He said, so I went in, he said, and I saw I wanted to go down on the treadmill, you know, so Dad goes down and he turns on the treadmill and he's walking and then he hears some bizarre noise in the room next to him downstairs. And he goes in there and the fridge died. The fridge was dying and it made this noise while he was going that freaked him out. So he goes in there, dead fridge, you know, and Dad is... You know, Dad's in his 80s.
He's up there.
And he, of course, he's like, well, I need to move this fridge.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. And he tries pulling out the fridge, and it was too heavy for him, thank goodness. And then he said, well, no, these rugs are in the way. So Dad gets down and rolls up these rugs to pull them out, then starts to pull the fridge out, falls down. He said, I'm laying there. It popped open that thing on the elbow that had gone up. So he's laying on the concrete floor in front of the fridge. And he's like, and I couldn't get up. He said, so I'm rolling around trying to get to the shelves where he could pull himself out.
Oh.
And then he's got to come out and have Mom go, what in the
what
hell?
What happened
was
to you?
Was there a bear in the basement? Get some Bactine. You know?
What are you doing?
But hey, I hope Dad. I hope it's a better day today.
I hope
but
that Bactine works
hotter than hell. There, as far as on the national front, are we seeing a lot of that across?
We're seeing a lot of heat, but what we're seeing a lot of is like thunderstorm activity, and I think that's. I've talked about this on the show before. I think the transition to El Nino has a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. We're also getting later into the spring. I mean, here in 2 weeks, you know, we hit the summer solstice, and
that's true.
And we're back in the summertime. So now we start seeing the jet stream energy shift into the central and northern plains. So, you know, last night you talk about North Dakota. Ironically enough, they had a hell of a thunderstorm complex
really
blow through North Dakota. My brother was in Minot. You know, text me at about 10 o'clock last night. He's like, dude, we have 90-mile-an-hour winds here and 5 to 10 lightning strikes per second. And I'm like, whoa, videos or it didn't happen.
Yeah. This goes for anything.
It's just got to trust but verify, what I'm saying? But, I looked at the radar, and it was popping off up there, and it's just kind of a gentle reminder to me, like, yeah, it's June. We're starting to transition from spring into summer, and that's usually when Colorado likes to join the party, too. So it's going to be interesting what the next couple of months is going to look like.
No doubt. And I've been keeping my eye on, because I think it's going to be very interesting on Sunday in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
That they're doing that UFC card
outside. Oh, I forgot they were doing that. Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I mean, I don't know what their contingency plan is if there are showers, but rain in D.C. in June is not unusual.
Agreed. And it's funny you bring that up. There's been a couple of events recently where weather has played a significant role in what's happened. Like the Morgan Wallen concert in Pittsburgh was canceled over the weekend due to severe thunderstorms. And there was uproar and outrage over that because people didn't understand what the risks were. And so
I know Morgan Wallen's pet peeve of yours.
Caught a lot of flack because of that.
But did the right thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Safety trumps anything. I don't care what your feelings are. And then, of course, you know, you got the College Baseball World Series going on, and the regional finals just finished up. And one of the regionals was being held in Morgantown, West Virginia. West Virginia is one of the teams that's moving on to the College World Series. They had a hell of a thunderstorm blow through there during one of the games that had 70-plus mile an our winds and flying debris, and five people were sent to the hospital. So,
oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it's 2026. We have access to all this information at our fingertips immediately, and we still have events going on outside where the weather wreaks havoc and people are still getting hurt.
Oh, because the public will go crazy.
They will.
You know, they will.
And it's like we're either uninformed or we're misinformed, and it's like, how is this possible?
Could we just come to the realization that we've just become stupid?
Yeah. That's the simple answer, but
seriously,
it's largely accurate.
As you look at everything, yeah. I mean, really, what it comes down to is we've lost our damn minds.
Yeah, I just don't have the brain capacity to try and figure out another answer.
No. I don't think there is one. Well, quickly, give me the numbers for today. What are we looking at?
So we're in the 80s today. You know, we've got scattered thunderstorms popping up after about 2 or 3 o'clock. You know, we could have a couple-hour window between 3 and 6 where we have a downpour, some lightning, thunder, small hail. Those will move out onto the eastern plains, and folks out there need to pay attention to what's going on this afternoon and evening. Back in the hot 90s, unfortunately, for Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll keep a few storms, I think. Gusty winds, mainly on Tuesday, will be the risks with those, along with, you know, some spicy cloud formations, but not much rain, unfortunately. Wednesday, again, 90s. I think we're back in the 80s. Thursday, we'll stay in the 80s, I think, close to 90 for Friday. And then we'll start cooling back off through the 80s and back into the 70s by Sunday heading into next week.
Okay, I can talk to you again then.
And
all right, will you be in Friday?
I will be.
Wine
here.
Will be served.
Of course, I'll
That'll
talk.
Be wonderful.
Yes, we'll air our grievances then.
Well, great to have you back, man.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Thanks, Cody.
You bet.
9:54, we'll wrap this thing up next.
Boop.
I don't want to be the kind to hesitate, be too shy, way too late.
Oh, that's a nice way to wrap things up, King George. Yes, it is.
I thought you would like that song, so I'm like, okay.
I sure do. I'm Brian Gary, Micah Kilpatrick. Can't thank you enough today, man. This is Tanner out today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Just had some stuff come up, and Micah runs to the rescue and comes in. I was trying to do the whole thing myself at first, and that is not easy to do. And then Micah came into the rescue at about 6:30 or so.
Yeah, it's tough to get guests and do all this stuff, fire breaks, turn on, off microphones.
Yeah, it's
Might
rather chaotic.
Might as well
chaotic.
Have someone less competent in.
Well, you've been great, man, and I appreciate you. And thanks to all of you for chiming in today. We have had so much response on our poll question today, our right-hand construction poll question of who is the greatest sitcom character of all time. Man, we have had answers across the board. The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family. I like that one, and I certainly remember that. East Side Chris. I always liked Jethro Bodine. Made me feel smarter. That was another good show, The Beverly Hillbillies, and everybody on that. But thanks for all of the responses. Plentiful and definitely filled up the morning. Thanks to Nate Taverner from United Way for being in this morning. Always great to catch up with Nate. And also Chris Vanderveen from 9 News. I look forward to our weekly visits with him all the time. And thank Chris for what he brought to the table as well. As Cody was saying, today going to be one of those days that we could see some weather, especially out east, but we could have some lingering around here through, he was saying about 2 o'clock that things could get started to work up a bit. We'll see if we get anything here. Certainly wouldn't mind a little bit of rain, but I think the chances for more severe weather are going to be falling out east. Coming up for you, do we have what are we running next, Micah? Bruce
Coach
is
Speak
out.
Replay.
Coach Speak Replay coming your way next. And then 11 o'clock, the Hull Show. Be sure to keep it here for that. Tanner should be back tomorrow morning. We'll talk to you then on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.